When Miro Company closed its factory in Manitowoc, Wisconsin over the summer, it was a familiar story. The company could make pots and pans more cheaply in Mexico. But some longtime workers weren't ready to let go of their jobs, so they've put themselves back to work, often working 12-hour days without pay. They also are emptying their retirement accounts to buy stock in their new employee-owned factory. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Patty Murray reports.
Manitowoc lost 900 jobs when Miro shut down its factory here last summer. It marked one of the largest single layoffs in the history of the city. Orville Vane worked here for 31 years. Miro, a division of Newell Rubbermaid, laid him off in July. Vane now works for Koenig & Witz, a new company named for two entrepreneurs who brought aluminum manufacturing to Manitowoc a century ago. Vane's job is pouring liquid aluminum into 3,000-pound slabs that are flattened into rolled aluminum.
People don't realize this mill is very viable. We have a stigma with us as far as Newell Rubbermaid, because everybody was saying if Newell Rubbermaid couldn't make it in the industry, what makes you think K&B can? They were in the pots and pans division, which is very volatile as far as other countries. But people got to understand this is a rolling mill. What we do here is we just make the aluminum now and sell it to other manufacturers.
Vane speeds off across the vast factory floor in his forklift. Experienced workers like Vane usually have seniority and work the day shift. But he and his colleagues are doing most of their work overnight, since discovering that running machines during off-peak electricity hours saves $18,000 a month. Another longtime Miro worker is also back, though Dennis Lehman hasn't received a paycheck yet, even though he's worked here for more than 2 months. Lehman comes here after working all day with his wife at a beauty shop they own in town. He recently withdrew $15,000 from his retirement plan to buy stock in Koenig & Witz.
All of us are donating our time just to try to get this thing back up to where it belongs, and it's there. I think when we can get this paperwork signed and we get everything done, I think we're going to see some good things come out of here.
That paperwork will close the deal on the factory purchase. The factory's former owner, Newell Rubbermaid, is giving Koenig & Witz a bargain. The workers are buying the sprawling factory complex for $4.5 million. They estimate it would cost more than $60 million to build it from scratch. Miro's parent company became an investor in this employee-owned company when it bought $1.5 million in stock. When Jim Ross worked for Miro, he managed this factory, but lost his job this year like everyone else. Now, Ross is president of Koenig & Witz, and it's his job to bring other investors on board.
In fact, Dennis came in and invested here just a couple weeks ago. Most of the people you'll talk to out here are investors. And why not? They're investing in themselves.
Newell Rubbermaid and its Miro subsidiary certainly aren't the only companies to lay people off recently. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that Wisconsin lost 84,000 manufacturing jobs in just the past 3 years. Putting a couple dozen workers back on the job might not sound like much, but to Jim Ross, it's monumental.
Somebody just has to take a stand and say, we don't want the jobs leaving Wisconsin anymore. And look around, this whole team has stepped up, and we're not going to let the jobs leave.
So the aluminum is rolling again in Manitowoc. Koenig & Witz's largest shipment so far was a 400,000-pound order. The buyer? Miro. The aluminum was shipped south to the very factory where 900 Manitowoc jobs went earlier this year. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray.